It is Local Legend Day here on 104.9 MyFM in partnership with Petawawa Toyota, and our guest today is none other than Sean Gillies, a well-known volunteer with the local hockey and curling community, but also a mortgage man with Meridian here in town. So, Sean, welcome, and let's get right into it. What made you want to get involved so much in the community right away?
It was something I was involved with from a young age, both hockey with, you know, being involved with Pembroke Minor Hockey, curling kind of as a high school student, and then let that go for a little bit when I took a journey off to college and got back into it recently, and I've kind of kept it up. It was just that kind of lifelong connection, to be honest, really.
Did you find it hard doing the work / volunteer / household balance, I guess you could say?
I wouldn't say hard, no, because it brings enough enjoyment and satisfaction that it makes it worthwhile. But it does take a lot of, you know, energy and focus. But we're not in it alone, right? Where there's a team of other volunteers that can support along the way. So it's a fun volunteer. There's, again, all positive comes from it. So it's good.
Okay. So you've also been helping out with people with mortgages for the past 20 years. I know recently in the last few years it's been kind of challenging as well, but do you still find it's, you know, that satisfaction when you can kind of help people get to, you know, their dream home or maybe their first time home?
Absolutely. Although I do echo your comments, it is becoming more difficult. There's still usually a solution there. It just may not be the today or tomorrow solution, but we would build a plan to kind of position for that, you know, dream home. We do a lot of what we call self-build. So that's someone who kind of owns some land and they want to build their forever home, dream home. So we do a fair bit of that. Still did a lot of it this summer when I thought it would probably quiet down a little bit. But no, it's been busy, and there is definite satisfaction when you get to the finish line. And yes, it has been 20 years. It's crazy.
So being that mortgage guide too, does that kind of give you that inside scoop into the community and maybe get to see some familiar and new faces on a daily basis?
Indirectly, I would say. So I deal, you know, face-to-face with my members, but they're then dealing with, I'll use a self-build as an example. They're using the local contractors. Could be, you know, for all your trades, excavation, foundation, and then your framing, and then your trade. So I don't deal directly hand to hand with them, but there's some indirect contact, and we're lucky in the valley. We're blessed with a lot of good tradespeople. I have colleagues in other markets that in that scenario they just have a tough time, and it's sometimes you're fighting a losing battle. We're up in our way, call it the valley, where we all kind of know each other, and we work together to get things done, and it's been good. It's been satisfying for sure. Yeah.
Do you see yourself continuing to be a volunteer and a real advocate for the curling club and maybe even hockey or maybe some other sports that you want to be involved in coaching with for many more years to come?
Yeah, for sure. Like my kids, I have twins who are 16, so they still have a bit of minor hockey left. My youngest lad is 13, so he's got a good 5 years left. So definitely still being involved with the hockey, for sure. Now, something I got involved with, I guess it would have been 3 years ago now, is actually helping out at Rotary with the ice, the outdoor rink. So that was I'm kind of helping with the Rotary Club in that aspect. And that, again, comes down to community too, right? Like it's a city-owned facility, but it's looked after by the Rotary Club and those kind of volunteers again. And year one was interesting, let's put it that way, but I've learned and had some kind of help from around the area. The gentleman, Carl Hamill, he's a neighbor there, so he's done some pretty ingenious things to help us get a good rink put together, which should start happening, I would say, in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We usually have it open by Christmas, early New Year, typically.
Okay. Of course, the title is Local Legend. Did you ever think you'd have that kind of title or be nominated for such a title?
So I kind of chuckled. So if I didn't recognize your voice, I thought someone might have been trying to prank me, because legend's a big word. But I'll gracefully accept it. And I kind of dug in, and really there's many parts of the definition, but it's kind of doing what makes us happy and what we see purpose in. And I mean, work is we definitely get happiness from work. We definitely get, there's a purpose to our jobs, but the volunteering with sports, staying active, helping, you know, my kids and friends and the community, it's a win-win. So it's, I'll gratefully accept it, but it's a big word, big shoes to fill. But I guess sometimes you look back and, you know, you count the years you've done stuff, and it adds up. So, but there's lots of me's in this community that you know, we can be thankful to have, for sure. We're lucky.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Sean. I really do appreciate it. And congrats on being named a local legend with MyFM and Petawawa Toyota.
Very good. Thank you to you, MyFM and Petawawa Toyota. Much appreciated. Take care.